I'm Bob Misalgo for WNRN. Pleased to be backstage with Marty Stewart. Marty Stewart, amongst his many achievements, he's won 5 Grammys. He's a Grand Ole Opry member for 3 decades now and been inducted in the Country Music Hall of Fame. We sure appreciate you taking the time to talk to us today.
My pleasure, Bob. Good to see you.
Same here. We're looking forward to seeing you down in Lexington, Virginia at Limekiln Theater in the fall as you start moving through your tour. But I'm really interested to hear more about this new album, Altitude.
Altitude's a record that I think a lot of. It's a follow-up to a record that we did about 6 years ago called Way Out West. I think Altitude was a record that we had hot, ready to record. We were going to run out to Los Angeles and record it at Capitol Studios, and then this thing called the pandemic hit. I had to make a decision, like, would we wait this out and perhaps lose the music, what we've rehearsed? So we decided just to put on our mask. This was very early on in the pandemic. So I put on our mask and stood 6 feet apart and soldiered on and made this record. And that was one of the hallmarks of this record, just getting through it. After we recorded it and got it mixed and mastered, I didn't listen to it for quite a while. Then I listened to it one day and went, this is pretty good, pretty good. So I'm glad it's coming out.
Let's hear a song now from the new album from Marty Stewart called Altitude. It's available now on Snake Farm Records. Here's Sitting Alone.
Watching the sun come up and go down, sitting alone, looking at all the busy people in this town, waiting on a breeze, waiting on a friend, waiting on a dream to take me back. Looking at all the pretty colors in the sky, sitting alone, watching all the misty clouds go passing by, waiting on tomorrow, waiting on today, waiting on the words, there's just so much to say. Meanwhile, back at home, sitting alone, sitting alone. Watching all the little children laugh and play, sitting alone, thinking the child in me got lost along the way, waiting on the right place, waiting on the right time, yesterday's gone.
Marty Stewart from his new album, Altitude, with Sitting Alone. It's available now on Snake Farm Records.
The songs are very reminiscent of songs from the Byrds.
Yeah. Well, we were on a tour with Roger McGuinn and Chris Hillman called the Sweetheart of the Rodeo 50th Anniversary Tour. But we were also on tour with the Steve Miller Band that year and Chris Stapleton. So I was in the presence of these gargantuan songs. Just one good song after another. But it was the sound of Roger's guitar, Chris Hillman's bass, my Clarence White guitar who used to play with the Byrds, and those songs. I think I was inspired. It went straight to my heart and stayed there. And I have no doubt that some of those sounds followed me home when I was writing songs with this record.
The song Altitude, the title song for the album, seems to have a bit of hidden meaning to it. What's the story on that song in particular?
People are speculating on that, but I guess, you know, I think looking back on it, I think I see it as heaven. You finally get to go to heaven. You know, I like the line, never coming back, but I don't really care. Living large like a king, breathing exquisite air in altitude.
Light years off the ground, where time stands still, be on the speed of sound, in altitude, altitude. It's a place that's real to me. I've waited time to get to go and see this world into itself, for all that's old is new, a land beyond the sun known as altitude, altitude, altitude. To go and stay, must give all your love away. Altitude, altitude, 10 million miles high, light years off the ground, where time stands.
Altitude, the title song of the new album from Marty Stewart, available now on Snake Farm Records. Now back to the interview conducted backstage at the Filene Center at Wolf Trap.
You know, you've always been a master of classic country music, and it's clear you've loved it for a long, long time. What do you feel about the state of classic country these days?
I think it is it's a precious art form. It's a precious language, and sometimes things hop over a generation or two, but what I'm encouraged by is I see a lot of young steel guitar players. I thought the steel guitar was dying for a while, but all of a sudden there's new steel guitar players. There's new people that love true traditional country music. And I don't think you should look to the past. I think you should be inspired by those sounds and by those great folk heroes that made country music, traditional country music. But keep the language alive. And I'm inspired when I go to bluegrass festivals and I hear a lot of kids playing banjos and mandolins, writing those kind of songs. So I think it's alive and well. I just wish there was a lot more of it out there and it was more readily accessible for people who want to hear it or discover it.
I asked Marty about the influences on the album, and he mentioned this song in particular.
There's a song called Friend of Mine that I listened back to it after I hadn't heard it for a few months. I went, well, I know what you were listening to when you wrote that. You were listening to Johnny Cash and the Tennessee Three sing Big River. So it has a little bit of that old Memphis feel about it, and I like it pretty good. I like the message in the song as well.
Did you ever have a flash of lightning strike at your feet? Did you ever hold a treasure in the palm of your hand that you knew you couldn't keep? Did you ever give your heart to someone who broke it time after time? If you know what I'm talking about, you're a friend of mine. Have you watched all your hopes and dreams go up in smoke? Have you cut and saved and burned a little more muscle? Still come up broke. Have you ever been so lonesome you thought you were losing your mind? If you know what I'm talking about, you're a friend of mine. Still waters can look so shallow, but they can run so deep. Just because your eyes are closed don't mean it's a peaceful sleep. Sometimes you get to plant the grapes, but you never get to taste the wine. If you know what I'm talking about, you're a friend of mine. Told the facts when you know they're not real. Do you get a little mad when somebody you don't know tells you how you're supposed to feel? Do you know about the world wearing you down and you still get left behind? If you know what I'm talking about, you're a friend of mine. Still waters can look so shallow, they can run so deep. Just because your eyes are closed don't mean it's a peaceful sleep. Sometimes you get to tend the grapes, but you never get to taste the wine. If you know what I'm talking about, you're a friend of mine. You're a friend of mine. Yeah, you're a friend of mine. You're a friend of mine.
Marty Stewart and his fabulous superlatives with A Friend of Mine. That's from the new album Altitude, available now on Snake Farm Records.
Did you ever imagine that you would be doing anything other than this?
Well, I'd be lying to you if I said different, because I was practicing my autograph in the third grade. This is all I ever wanted to do. I would not have gone to school one day in my life had I not been forced to do it. So I'm glad my mama saw to it that I did. She got 9 years out of school of me. So.
This has been a WNRN in-studio session recorded at Wolf Trap at the Filene Center with Marty Stewart. Marty, thanks so much.
You bet, Bob. My pleasure.
For WNRN, I'm Bob Masalgo.